ISIL-Alaska Board President Hank Bartos says his fellow board members had no choice but to cancel the Bill Stroker Foundation Youth Amateur Classic, an ice carving event they'd hoped to hold in lieu of the World Ice Art Championships, which the board canceled late last year due to a loss of sponsors and other financial woes. But Bartos says the effort to stage the alternate event also fizzled.
The reason we're not having the event this year is because of lack of funding. Lack of support.
Board members said during a meeting Wednesday they knew it would be a long shot to organize the Stroker Youth Amateur Classic on short notice during January. They also agreed the public may have soured on the event because of disputes between ISIL-Alaska and Dick and Wah Brickley, the former organizers of the World Ice Art Championships and owners of George Horner Ice Park, where the event's been held since 2011. Bartos says the allegations of wrongdoing and threats of lawsuits between the two parties contributed to ISIL-Alaska's failure to meet its goal of raising $50,000 by the January 31st deadline.
It is disappointing. It was disappointing to me especially because I wanted to see it go on.
It's also a disappointment to the fans of the annual ice carving championships who come from around the world to marvel at the elaborately sculpted and illuminated blocks of ice. And it's disappointing to the business community that's benefited from the injection of tourist dollars during an otherwise slow time of year. The Brickleys reportedly intend to stage their own ice carving event in March. And Steve Bryce, an ice carver and ISIL-Alaska member who was at Wednesday's meeting, says that event probably contributed to the lack of donations for the Stroker Youth Amateur Classic.
Right now, the community is confused. They don't really know what's going on.
But, says board member Steph Clymer, the Brickleys event won't be called the World Ice Art Championships because ISIL-Alaska now owns the rights to that title.
The name belongs to us. We've gone after it. We've sealed that down, and we want to keep it.
ISIL-Alaska intends to use the name again next year when the organization plans to bring the event back and stage it at the Tananaw Valley Fairgrounds. Bartos and the other board members all agreed that's now their top priority.
We're a new organization. You know, we've got a lot of good-spirited people that want to get behind it and want to make it happen. And I think the community will be proud of what this organization does.
Bartos figures it'll cost at least $500,000 to stage the Ice Art Championships. He says board members are already working on plans to recruit volunteers and line up sponsors.
It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of support, and we have got to have the community behind it.
Board members agreed Wednesday that building community support will depend largely on ensuring the public knows that ISIL-Alaska is determined to put the controversy behind it and to operate transparently from now on. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.